Christie. Harbor Beach can get hot from the three. That is not the case tonight. Zwemmer, high post, over to Schutte for three. Left wing, it's up, and it's good. Jared Schutte with 11 points in the night, pushes it to an 11-point lead, 27-16. 5:20 left in the first half. Schelke, high post, back up to Austin Seltz, back to Schelke. Dribbling in, kicks it out to Eli Kraft, who drives into the lane, pulls up for the short J, and this one's good. Eli Kraft with a quiet 5 points, 27-20, Lakers by seven. Schutte kicks it up to Zwemmer across midcourt, dribbling down to a wide-open Cunningham for the layup for his two, and it's good, and we have a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Harbor Beach. Lakers starting to swing all momentum back to their sideline yet again. Now they lead by 9, 29-20. I don't think anyone saw this one coming except for the Laker hard internal command.
You know, this is still the first half. And what I'm seeing out of the last possession of the Pirates is that they want to take that ball inside to try to see if they can get that third foul on Paul Zwemmer. And I would imagine that's exactly what Coach Rubel was talking about in his 30-second timeout.
And they just called a full timeout. When we return, we'll have an update from the huddle on the WLW Sports Network. Lakers 29, Harbor Beach 18.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back. It's 29-18. Lakers by 11. Ryan Brown listening to the Laker huddle. What you find out for us, sir?
They don't want to change too much on offensively. They like what they got going. They got a high-low going on with some motion in between and getting good penetration against Harbor Beach's defense.
As a miss from Josh Schelke brings in his own rebound inside the lane and brought in by Cunningham, was actually returned back to Josh Schelke. So Eli Kraft goes into the lane for two, and this one's good. Eli Kraft going to that same block as Zwemmer, trying to draw the third foul. Zwemmer doing a good job of avoiding contact. Schutte, left wing, dribbling all through every player, drives into the lane. The runner's no good. Rebound Seaman into the hands of Schelke. Harbor Beach wants to push the ball. Their strength is in their transition game. Austin sells for three. This one's no good. Rebound Kaczynski. 29-20. Lakers lead by nine with 3:50 left in the first half. Into the corner, Swiestein for three, yes! Cortland Swiestein, I apologize if I'm saying that right. In for three, it's now 32-20. Zwemmer, 32-23. As Schutte has it, high post.
Butterfield just hit a three for the Pirates, and now it's Laker ball.
I apologize, my mic went dead there for a second. Zwemmer with a jump shot outside the left block. This one's no good. Last touch by Lakers. Orange and black ball. Eli Kraft gets the inbound. 3:10 left in the second. 32-23. Lakers leading by nine. Josh Schelke at the high post kicks it out to Eli Kraft, who drives into the lane for the shot. And Eli Kraft is called with a charge. Paul Zwemmer. Good heads-up play there, hand position, and Eli Kraft blasted right through him.
Actually, I think that was a smart play on Eli Kraft. He's going to drive the lane, try and see if he can go ahead and get that third foul on Zwemmer. Didn't happen this time.
As the fifth team foul on Harbor Beach, first against Eli Kraft, remains a 9-point game. As we have a towel out here now, trying to wipe up the moisture from the inside the paint here from Paul Zwemmer. A workhorse out there for the Lakers. Playing his last few games here in the regular season in a Laker uniform as a senior.
Just passed 1,000 point
mark. Yes, congratulations to him on that. Sarver gets the inbounds. Harbor Beach retreats on the pressure. Over to Cunningham at the right wing. Picks up his dribble inside the three line to Zwemmer. Into down to Swiestein for the wraparound layup. No good. Rebound Harbor Beach. Here comes Eli Kraft. Josh Shelke left wing. Eli Kraft left wing for three. Yes. Eli Kraft, when he takes a three, might have about 2 inches of air underneath him. He now has 10 points. And we have another turnover from Lakers on the errant pass.
You know, don't look now, but, you know, the Pirates are down by 6 points, and they got the ball. 2:29 yet to go in the first half.
Austin Seltz, left wing. 32-26, Lakers by six. Butterfield drives in the lane, jump shot. This one rims out, no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. Shooty with it now. Back to Zwemmer. Zwemmer, 6 foot six. Jacob Butterfield guarding him for a second there at 5 foot eight. And Zwemmer with a pull-up jump shot at the free throw line is good.
I thought Paul Zwemmer wanted to pass that ball, and all of a sudden his last option was hit it, and he did.
And Eli Kraft takes it coast-to-coast with the right-hand layup from the left side. And still a six-point game, 34-28. Minute 50 left in the half. Zwemmer being your point guard now, still has to get across midcourt. Now to Swiestein. Down into Cunningham for the layup from the right side from the open block, and it's good. Cunningham with 4 points as a sophomore. Now they lead by eight. Butterfield. Now Eli Kraft left wing for another three. This one's short, and it bounces in. Eli Kraft starting to feel it now. He has 12 points in the second quarter alone. 15 on the night. Zwemmer into Christie. And he draws the fouls. He went up for the layup from the right side. On the arm call against Harbor Beach, sixth team foul. It's going to be against Eli Kraft, or excuse me, now Cody Seaman, his second. So at the line shooting two is Aaron Christie, who had a big first quarter with 10 points. Only has two in the second quarter. He misses the first free throw. 5-point game, 36-31, Lakers by five. Nick Hessling checks in for Harbor Beach, replaces Seaman. And now Carl replaces Zwemmer. Going to give him a breather here before halftime.
A great move by Coach Majeski. He does not want him to pick up a third foul before the half ends.
Christie, second free throw is up. This one's no good. Rebound, though, by Swiestein. Carl has it now to Schutte and thought about taking the NBA three from the left wing. Back up to Christie against Seltz, top of the key. Now Swiestein. And we have a travel. Shuffled his pivot foot there a bit and gives the ball back to Harbor Beach with a minute two left in the half. The green and white leading by five. They've never trailed in this game. Lakers has led as many by as 13 in the first quarter. Eli Kraft to Josh Shelke back on top of the key. This one over to Butterfield. And right into the hands of Jeremy Majeski.
Don't think there's enough adrenaline out there on the court. These two teams are pumped up.
Jacob Butterfield would have had to grow in about 18 inches to get that one. Went right out of bounds, and now we have substitutions. Zwemmer's going to come back in here with 52 seconds left. Going to offense defense here with Carl. And so Cunningham will inbound it. Out there for Lakers, we have Cunningham, Christie, Zwemmer, Schutte, and Swiestein. We'll get a pronunciation on number 10 for Lakers at halftime. 47 seconds left in the half. 36-31, Lakers by five. Christie drives in the lane, pulls up for the two. No good. Rebound, Hessling. And here comes Kraft. 35 seconds left in the half. Harbor Beach down by five. Austin Seltz feeds it into Shelke. The left elbow dribbles twice, kicks it out to Butterfield. Now Eli Kraft wide open for three, top of the key, and it's good. Eli Kraft with his third three in the second quarter. It's now a two-point game, 36-34, 15 seconds left. And a stolen ball by Butterfield. Hessling scoops it up, pushes it forward to Shelke, and Zwemmer denies Shelke from the get-go. Butterfield for three, no good, rebound Zwemmer. It's still Lakers by two, 36-34. Schutte lets her fly at the buzzer, no good, and we have reached halftime. And all of a sudden, we have a barn burner on our hands, folks. 36-34 at half. Two quarters are in the books. As Ron Herbel did not like something there, he's discussing it with the officials beforehand in the locker room.
I'm sure he felt that